Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Anglo American Platinum's media call. All attendees are in listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity to ask questions when prompted, at which time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star then one on your telephone keypad or the keypad on your screen. A confirmation tone will indicate that your line is in the question queue. If you should need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero. Please note that this event is being recorded. I'd now like to hand the conference over to Nomonde Ndwalazo, External Communications Principal at Anglo American Platinum. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Good afternoon, all. Thank you for joining us to unpack the announcement we released earlier this morning. My name is Nomonde. I look after external communications at Anglo American Platinum. With me in the room, we have Craig Miller, who is our CEO, as well as Sayuri Naidoo, our Acting Chief Financial Officer, and they will be on hand to answer any questions that you have today. We also have Hilton Ingram, who's our executive in charge of marketing, on the line to help fill any gaps where more detail might be required. Before we open the line for questions, I'm going to hand you over to Craig to briefly highlight a few aspects of the announcement and highlight how we aim to ensure increased productivity of assets, deliver value through decisive and disciplined cost and capital allocation. Over to you, Craig.
Thank you, Nomonde and Judith, and good afternoon, everybody. Many of you would have joined the Anglo American PLC call earlier today, where Duncan reiterated our commitment to zero harm and how we strive to ensure, with the utmost of priority, that each one of our colleagues and service providers return home safely every day. I will take this opportunity to express our sincere condolences to the families, friends, and colleagues of the 13 Impala Platinum employees who tragically lost their lives at the terrible incident at Impala's Rustenburg 11 shaft last week, and also wish those who were injured a speedy recovery. Prompted by the seriousness of the incident and our commitment to prioritize safety and zero harm, we immediately after the incident subjected all our operating sites with similar people transport winding plants to a detailed and extensive audit. The outcome of this work confirmed compliance to our own operating standards as well as industry regulations. Now moving on to the objectives of today's call. I am grateful during the year that we have not had any fatalities at our own operations and are making good progress in reducing our total recordable injury frequency rate. Despite many of the pressures faced in the year, our MNC and refined production are expected to be within guidance at around 3.8 million PGM ounces. We anticipate that our cash operating unit costs will be at the upper end of guidance at about 17,800 Rand per PGM ounce. And lastly, our CapEx for 2023 is anticipated to be around 20.5 billion Rand. This is 1.5 billion Rand lower than our previous guidance. Now looking ahead to 2024 and the years thereafter, PGM basket prices have weakened materially on the backdrop of various macroeconomic factors, as well as the outlook on battery electric vehicle penetration into the automotive market. Given this, we're responding to this low price environment and demand uncertainty by implementing a series of measures to protect the long-term sustainability of the business and improve our competitive position while preserving our long-term optionality. This we will do within the ambit of our value-based and decisive capital allocation framework. Our action plan is to sustain current levels of own mine high-margin production over the guidance period. We are embedding cost optimization initiatives that will enable a 5 billion rand per annum cost saving from a 2023 base, more than offsetting anticipated inflation. we're reducing our 2024 sustaining capital spend by between 15 and 20% compared to the prior guidance, while maintaining it at those levels for 2025 and 2026. We will focus on what is critical to the business to ensure the integrity and the reliability of our assets across the value chain, investing in HME equipment to support the increase in waste mining, as well as tailings infrastructure at Mogalakwena, while also progressing the Mototolo-Der Brochen life extension project. The above actions should result in an all-in sustaining cost of just below $1,050 per 3E ounce. In addition, we've reviewed our total capital portfolio with the outcome that we will prioritize and progress the Mogalakwena surface drilling and twin exploration declines, as well as their associated studies, supporting a possible future underground operation at Mogalakwena. The underground operations could secure access to higher grade ore and supplement open pit ore, and if progressed, first ounces are expected from the end of 2027 in 2028 onwards. We have postponed the development of the third concentrator at Mogalakwena until we see a sustainable improvement in market conditions. We'll maintain amendable production at current levels and therefore will not continue with the program to ramp up production nor debottleneck its concentrators to 7 million tonnes per annum. And lastly, we noted that we're expecting a reduction in third-party volumes over the next few years as respective agreements reach their contractual conclusion. As a result of the volume changes in concentrate flows, as well as optimizing our own concentrate production through mass pull reduction efforts, we will look to streamline our downstream processing footprint. Consequently, we'll not proceed with the Anglo Converter Plant debottlenecking project at this time. We believe that the actions we are taking will improve our competitive position, enabling us to sustainably remain in the first half of the cost curve, protecting our long-term returns by unlocking value from our core business whilst preserving our long-term optionality. This will do whilst continuing to focus on our strategic priorities of maximizing value from our core as well as leading in ESG. Thank you. I'll hand you back to Nomandi and Judith to facilitate the questions and answers.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star and then 1 on your telephone keypad or the keypad on your screen. A confirmation tone will indicate that your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 to exit the question queue. Just a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, you're welcome to press star and then 1. Our first question comes from David McKay of Mining MX. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Hi, Craig. Yeah, I was listening to Duncan's comments earlier. He was talking about, you know, from a return perspective, if you plot over the last 30 years, you know, the market's at the lowest of the low. I wasn't sure if he was referring directly to the PGM market or PGMs and iron ore, but it must have been PGMs. But is that your – I mean, do you concur with that view? I mean, do you think – that from a price perspective, you're right at the bottom now of the market, and that you don't expect to have to make any more cuts in terms of own production from the guidance you provided, the 2.1 to 2.3 million ounces?
Thanks, David. Hi, good afternoon. Look, I think, you know, Duncan's observation was quite specific with regards to the PGM industry. Where I think you have seen, and you will continue to see it. Certainly, I think as we move into the 2023 reporting period, particularly low returns on capital, and they certainly, based on some of the analysis that we've seen, those returns are sort of some of the lowest that we've seen in quite some time. As it specifically relates to our own production, we've clearly gone through a review in preparing our business plans going forward, where we've looked at our own production and we've identified that we will maintain production at current levels and thereby supporting sort of discipline in our capital allocation as well as driving the assets into the lower half of the cost curve and thereby ensuring the sustainability of the business for the future, taking into account the long-term optionality that we have, as well as ultimately PGM prices, rising as we work through the energy transition, the possibilities which PGMs can play in that decarbonized world.
Is it possible at all to be slightly more specific in terms of your price assumptions for 2024? I mean, I know it's probably proprietary to actually talk about particular figures, but I assume you're not, making assumptions on the current basket price at the moment, but a much higher one. I mean, what kind of rebound are you expecting into 2024?
David, I think there are a number of macroeconomic factors which are at play. And so from our perspective, making sure that the business is sustainable at current prices is key. What is important for us is therefore really driving those efficiencies and that capital discipline. And if prices recover, then we'll certainly be able to benefit from those higher prices based on the actions that we're taking today. But I think, there are a number of macroeconomic factors as well as the sort of the continued deployment of electric vehicles, which does have an impact on PGMs because of the, where they're currently used in the automotive sector. And therefore, consequently, we need to be as a business ready to operate at these current prices. And that's sort of really the assumptions that we've taken on board at the moment. But clearly, if things change, we'll be very grateful for higher prices and look to leverage from those in terms of returns and contribution to society.
So I can't get you to hazard some kind of assessment on the actual price rebound in percentage terms, perhaps, for 2024.
No, David, I'm not going to give you a price forecast.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, just a further reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, you're welcome to press star and then one. Our next question comes from Felix Njini of Thomson Reuters. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, Craig and team. Thanks a lot for the call. Just two quick questions from me. One is on the review that you're currently doing on the PGMs business. When do you hope to have that concluded?
Yeah, hi Felix. We have undertaken a review of our production profile and the anticipated production profile from our current assets, and that's really helped inform us in terms of the level that we've set at between 2.1 and 2.3 million ounces from our existing assets. The review also encompassed the anticipated growth in ounces in years to come, particularly from Mogalakwena and also a ramp-up of production from Amandelbult. As a result of where we are from a market perspective, we will now just focus on the underground operations at Mogalakwena from a capital deployment of replacement ounces. And the review that we are then doing is then how do we drive greater efficiencies from the business. That work is underway at the moment. It's at very early stages. But I think as a consequence of that, the ounce profile is not necessarily likely to change, but certainly greater efficiencies and productivity is anticipated. Linked to the ounce profile that we have announced, we're obviously undertaking a review of our processing footprint. And that process is underway at the moment, and we would certainly look to optimize our processing footprint in months to come, particularly as that relates to a number of our third-party processing contracts coming to sort of their end or converting from a POC arrangement to a tolling arrangement.
Okay. And the spending cutbacks you are now announced earlier, what impact is that going to have on jobs? Could you maybe speak to that, as well as if you cut jobs, how deep are these cuts going to be?
Yes, so Felix, I mean, we've obviously, you know, set out what the production profile is. Linked to that, we're undertaking the review that I've just spoken to. That's really at an early stage in terms of reviewing our organization structures, our productivity levels, etc. Those are really at an early stage, and so I don't have any further information for you at this particular time. What we have done is, as you know, we did implement an overhead cost review at the beginning of the second half of the year. That's largely advanced and concluded, and consequently, you know, that's just focused around head office and the corporate and the regional offices. And now we've moved into the next stage, which is really a review of productivity and efficiencies at the assets. But that's at an early stage, and I don't have any impact assessment of that just yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry, Craig, but you sound to me you're being very vague. Can I put it this way? Is there a risk to jobs at Platinum, with the planning to improve efficiencies and productivity? Is there a risk to jobs?
So I think, Felix, I mean, what we are looking at are our structures and organization structure, and we need to make sure that those are optimally designed for the current macroeconomic environment. And we will then need to take the appropriate decisions at the right time in terms of how we ensure that our assets are placed at the lower half of the cost curve and ensuring that the business is sustainable going forward. That it will encompass reviewing all of our cost structures, not only labor, but that will also require us to review third parties, that also require us to review procurement contracts, overheads, and how do we drive the greatest efficiency from the existing equipment that we have deployed in our assets. So it's a comprehensive review across the entire organization.
Okay, perfect. That's helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, it appears we have no further questions in the question queue. I will now hand over to Craig Miller for closing remarks. Apologies, we have a late entry from Christian Moses Lorenz from Dow Jones Newswires. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the call. Could you speak a bit more on your view on PGM demand in 2024 and beyond, specifically from the automotive sector? Is this still a key uncertainty?
Yeah, Christian, maybe I'll ask Hilton to give you some of his comments. He's at the marketing phase, so to speak, just in terms of the outlook for 24 in terms of the automotive sector and demand that we're seeing coming through there. Hilton?
So we've had a better 2023 than we expected on the back of better automotive demand growth and lower ICE vehicle penetration. So far we see PGM demand in automotive up about 6%. Going forward, we're expecting that to be flat. We're expecting PGM demand in automotive to be flat, and there's risks there in both directions, right? There's some uncertainty around the impact of interest rates on automotive or motive demand. And we also see that, penetration rates of battery electric vehicles remain uncertain. So, yeah, our expectation is for flat demand in automotive for PGMs next year.
Thanks, Hilton.
Ladies and gentlemen, just a final reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, you're welcome to press star and then one to place yourself in the question queue. Ladies and gentlemen, it appears we have no further questions in the question queue. I will now hand over to Craig Miller for closing remarks. Thank you.
Thanks, Judith. So in closing, once again, just to reiterate our commitment to operating safely and sustainably, we will remain agile and resilient to the current external environment, deploying a wide range of measures to ensure that we can deliver sustainable returns through our cost optimization, value over volume production, and disciplined capital allocation. Thanks very much for joining us today and for your continued support. Please contact Mamondi should you have any further questions, and wishing you and your family a safe and festive season. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's event. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.